ever intentionally violate anybody's right to free speech.
Yeah, what I guess I wanted to know is, do you think that was an appropriate reaction, the way Sergeant O'Beer approached, grabbed the camera out of the guy's hand, and then threatened him with arrest?
Well, I think there's, not to answer one way or the other, to say that under, because there's always different parts to it. Under normal circumstances, an individual group desiring to perform any public activity would request permission from the city manager. The purpose of requesting approval through the city manager is to ensure that the city has the opportunity to impose any lawful control always on the time and place of the public event. In other words, we want to make sure we have enough staff on hand to make to take certain measures to make sure that the public event proceeds peacefully, smoothly, and that we protect everyone's rights in that area. Unfortunately, in this instance, the speaker and his organization did not seek approval from the city manager to make an amplified speech on the boardwalk, so we could, you know, properly make sure they're all to the side and that it doesn't create any hostile environments for them, because we want to protect, like I said, both sides.
I don't know. When approached by the police and told that the bullhorn was out of line, they quickly, the preacher quickly said, "Oh, well, I'm sorry, we can put this away." And the issue that it seems like the police were talking to them about had really nothing to do with the bullhorn. It just, they said that we're going to handcuff you unless you leave town, not just the boardwalk, but leave the city.
Right. As the video reveals, the police officers were confronted with a situation that included a rapidly increasing crowd with quickly escalating rhetoric, making the possibility of violence a real concern. I was not there, as I said. The police officers made a judgment call and went from there.
Yeah, I understand. Let me ask you this.
Yes, sir.
Let me just put it this way. Here's one of the confusing questions. I know they're on the spot and they got to do something because people that had stopped to listen to them preach were mocking them and yelling. I don't understand why the crowd who was taunting these guys didn't get talked to. Why was it the preacher that had to leave? Because he was just talking.
Right. As I said, I was not there. I wouldn't have handled it differently. As I said, the officers made a quick judgment. As I've kind of said before, officers would never intentionally violate anybody's right to free speech. The city of Rehoboth Beach Police Department works to protect the constitutional rights of free speech every day and have no desire to inhibit any person's right to speech. However, when the public safety is in jeopardy, officers have a duty to respond, and this is how they responded on that incident. And I will go out on and say, you know, we welcome the speaker and his organization back to the city so that after the proper approval has been obtained by the city manager, so the safeguards can be put in place that the officers can provide the appropriate support and protection to permit the public event to take place peacefully. We believe in free speech. We deal with this every day with the different events that go down on the boardwalk and all that. The officers made a judgment call. I was not there, but again, that's not to say that there's not room for improvement.
Okay. And one other question,
We'll
let you have the final word here if you want. But one other question is, was it appropriate for Sergeant O'Beer to grab the camera out of the one preacher's hands?
As far as if I say it was appropriate or not, would I have necessarily done on that? No. I was not there. I don't know if how close it was to the officer's face, if it was getting ready to make contact or what. I did look at the YouTube video, and it did look off close that it was right up to him. You never know what someone's going to do in these type of situations. If they, you know, you're going to be hit in the head with some type of equipment or anything like that. I didn't see that getting ready to happen on there, so please don't read anything into that. But as an officer, like I said, it's making a judgment call.
In other words, there's no law that says you're not allowed to film something, right?
I'm sorry, what?
I mean, in other words, there's no law that says you're not allowed to film the police.
No, sir. You can film Elm again. It's a type of free speech and all that is protected. And, I believe in training. I think even if we do everything right, we can improve.
Okay.
The first thing when I heard about out this and saw all the video, I was in contact with people as far as maybe setting up some additional training. Again, a lot of the first contacts were with seasonal officers and all that maybe not had as much training. That's not making any excuses because, again, I'm not saying anything was right or wrong, but I do believe there's always opportunities to learn from events and and training is a big part of that.
Was Sergeant O'Beer trained in ways to maybe handle this differently in the future?
Well, I think we'll be bringing that up and reviewing what occurred. As I've kind of said a few times over, officers would never intentionally violate the right of free speech, and that the officers made an on-spot decision to defuse a rapidly escalating situation. Every day something's a little bit different, and you try to get the same message out, but sometimes individuals will react in different ways.
All right. Chief, thanks for the information about the storm.
No problem. I thank you for allowing me to say that.
Yeah, and I felt like we had been talking about the police 2 days ago, and I felt like it would only be right to give you a chance to answer some of these questions.
I certainly appreciate that, Ed. And again, we've got a lot of great officers here in Rehoboth Beach, as well as in other municipalities and the state police. And every day we're out there and we try to do the best that we can and do. Obviously, there's always room for improvement. And when things are brought to our attention, we react to them and learn from them. And that's all I think anybody can and ask us to do. And try to do better.
Thanks, Chief Banks. Thank you very much.
No problem. Have a great day.
Well, Kerrigan Scully is he was a preacher who was on the boardwalk spreading the message, the word of Jesus Christ when he was told to get out of town under threat of arrest, and he'll join us after the news here in just a minute on The Talk of Delmarva.
Hi, this is Susan from Delmarva.